Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Sight Words I Can Read 1 by Marta Alexander is an early learning reading resource built around the Deutsch Sight Word system. Presented in a flashcard format, the book is designed to help beginning readers recognize common high-frequency words quickly and automatically. This is the first installment in a broader Deutsch Sight Word series, and its educational purpose is practical rather than narrative. Instead of telling a continuous story, it focuses on repeated visual exposure to foundational words that appear often in everyday English text. The book is aimed at preschool and kindergarten learners, as well as parents, tutors, and ESL instructors seeking a simple tool for reading readiness. Its central idea is that children who can identify common words on sight gain a stronger base for fluency, confidence, and later comprehension by organizing learning into short, manageable flashcard exercises. The book supports early literacy in a direct, accessible way that fits both home practice and structured teaching environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Deutsch Sight Words as the instructional foundation. The most important educational idea behind this book is its use of the Deutsch word list, a long-established collection of high-frequency words commonly introduced in early reading instruction. These are words that appear so often in basic English that children benefit from recognizing them instantly rather than sounding them out each time. Marta Alexander builds the book around this principle, making the resource less about entertainment and more about skill formation. That matters because early readers often struggle when too much energy goes into decoding every word separately. A sight word approach reduces that burden and helps free attention for meaning and rhythm. In this book, the Deutsch-based structure gives adults a clear system to follow rather than a random set of vocabulary items. It also makes the book useful for repeated practice over time. The value of this approach is not that it replaces phonics entirely, but that it strengthens one important part of beginning literacy. For families or teachers who want targeted practice with the words children are most likely to encounter early on, the Deutsch framework gives the book its practical educational backbone. Secondly, flashcard learning and repetition for early recognition. The book stands out for its flashcard format, which is especially well-suited to young learners with short attention spans and developing memory skills. Flashcards create a focused learning moment in which the child sees a word clearly and repeatedly without the distraction of a full page of text. This simple presentation supports visual recognition, which is central to sight word learning. In Sight Words, I Can Read 1, the method encourages steady repetition, a key factor in helping common words move from effortful recall into quick recognition. Because the cards can be reviewed in brief sessions, the format works well for daily practice at home, in tutoring, or in classroom support activities. Another strength of flashcards is flexibility. Adults can move slowly, review difficult words more often, or turn the practice into a game. That makes the book adaptable to different learning tempos. The design is also useful for checking whether a child truly recognizes a word independently, rather than merely repeating it from memory in a familiar story. As a result, the flashcard structure is not just a presentation choice, but the core teaching mechanism of the book. Thirdly, building fluency through single words and short combinations. A notable feature mentioned in connection with this series is the inclusion of not only single sight words, but also two-word and three-word combinations. This expands the learning experience beyond isolated word identification and begins to introduce the flow of connected reading. For a child who has just started recognizing individual words, short combinations can serve as a bridge towards simple phrases and eventually full sentences. That progression matters because real reading depends on more than naming separate words. It involves quickly processing small units of language in sequence. By presenting combinations, the book can help children see how familiar words work together in meaningful patterns. This also supports confidence, since learners begin to feel that they are reading language rather than just drilling vocabulary. The combinations likely help reinforce comprehension in a basic way, especially for children who benefit from seeing words in small relational contexts. Without overcomplicating the task, the format introduces a next step after raw recognition. In category terms, this makes the book more useful than a purely isolated word list, because it begins to connect foundational vocabulary practice with the earliest stages of real reading fluency. Fourthly, accessibility for parents, teachers, and ESL support. One reason this book has practical value is its accessibility to adults who are helping children learn to read. The structure is straightforward enough for parents with no formal literacy training, yet still relevant for tutors and educators who want supplemental practice material. Because the content is based on common sight words, it has clear use in home learning, preschool preparation, kindergarten reinforcement, and English language support. Marta Alexander is also identified as an ESL tutor, which aligns naturally with the book educationally. since high-frequency word recognition can be beneficial for young English learners as well as native speakers. The material does not rely on complicated instructions, and that simplicity can be a major advantage. Adults can pick it up quickly, understand its purpose, and begin using it in short sessions without needing extensive preparation. For ESL settings, the visual and repetitive nature of flashcard work can be especially helpful because it reduces language overload and keeps lessons concrete. The book, therefore, functions not only as a reading aid for children, but also as a usable teaching tool for adults. Its strength lies in being easy to implement while remaining grounded in a recognized early literacy method. Lastly, a focused educational tool, rather than a storybook. This book should be understood primarily as a learning tool, not as a traditional picture book or early reader with a developed storyline. That distinction is important for setting expectations. Its value comes from concentration, simplicity, and instructional focus. Many beginner reading books aim to entertain through narrative, while also introducing vocabulary. But this title appears to take a more direct route by concentrating on word recognition itself. For some children, that can be especially effective because it separates the skill of identifying common words from the broader challenge of following a story. It can also help adults assess progress more clearly. If a child can recognize the words on the cards without relying on context clues from pictures or memorized sentences, the learning is more transparent. This focused format makes the book particularly useful as a supplement to other literacy materials rather than a complete reading curriculum on its own. It pairs well with phonics work, read-alouds, and simple storybooks. What it offers is narrow but meaningful repeated, structured exposure to essential early words. In the crowded field of early education materials, that kind of clarity can be a strength, especially for adults who want one specific skill-building resource. In conclusion, Shake Words I Can Read. One is best suited for preschoolers, kindergarten learners, struggling early readers, and young English learners who need concentrated practice with common words. It is also a practical choice for parents, tutors, and teachers who want a straightforward literacy aid that can be used in short, repeatable sessions. The main benefit of the book is not literary depth, but instructional clarity. It helps children work toward automatic recognition of high-frequency words, an ability that supports smoother reading and greater confidence over time. That makes it valuable as a foundational tool in the early stages of literacy development. What helps the book stand out in its category is its disciplined focus on the Dolch system and its use of a flashcard-based approach rather than a more diffuse mixture of stories. And activities. The addition of short word combinations gives it slightly broader utility than a simple word list, since it begins to move the learner toward connected language. For readers seeking an engaging storybook, this may not be the right choice. For those seeking a practical, structured resource for sight word mastery, it offers a clear purpose and a usable format. Its strength lies in being simple, targeted, and easy to integrate into everyday reading practice. If you would like to support Marta Alexander, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around. See you around.